Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
It hit him hard that he blew it. Bro, that's why you got to have a staff of folks behind you that maybe you don't know all of them.
Yeah, I mean.
But somebody's gonna give you something, pour into you something, and help you do the job.
That's right.
Help you get it right. Help you avoid things like that.
Yep.
Again, I just feel like he's taken so much on and said, you know what, I can wait to hire staff and all that stuff because I'm doing it all anyway.
Yeah.
You get a result like that.
Yep.
Where he's got so much on him, he forgets the one of the most obvious things in basketball. You got to miss that free throw.
Absolutely.
That's you know, again, we said Tubby's staff wasn't doing him any favors the way they were recruiting and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't tell him that, you know, clearly just a drop the ball. By the entire staff, it goes to Penny ultimately, but I need somebody to yell it at him.
Yeah, I actually was looking at this over the weekend. Memphis obviously returns 0% of their minutes from last year. I believe they are one of maybe 5 or 6 teams in the country that are returning no minutes but don't have a first-year head coach at that school. It's like Memphis, UCF, UMass Lowell, UAB, Western Illinois, Baylor, and New Mexico. I think that's the only teams in America who don't have first year coaches, but are having to replace every team on the roster. And I'm talking about completely, right? Every player on the roster completely 0.0% returning minutes. So, yeah, man, it's and then like here's a problem for Memphis, right? Like Simon Majak's a revelation. Simon Majak has been unbelievable relative to the expectations that we had for that man coming in here. We didn't even know if he'd get here. But guess what? Somebody's going to throw a bag at Simon Majak after this season. I mean, that's just the reality of it. He's a big, he's active, he's long, he's got tools. A Power 4 team is going to be able to pay him $600,000 just to sit on the bench. And they will. And so then what? You know, I mean, that's the hard part about the continuity is that I think Penny would like to have it, but you could get priced out of it very quickly if you have guys that are good.
Yeah. Again, if he's got the right 5 or 6, you can go find a big. You're going to have to value shop or whatever else. I get where you're going that this is going to be difficult. We've known that for a long time. I don't think anything about losing that game to Wake Forest changes the difficulty level of what's ahead because it's always been about can you find 6 to 8 out of here. Majak might not be one of them, to your point, because you won't be able to afford him.
Mm-hmm.
But can you go out and get a value big to put around a core that actually is a core, that actually can take some, you know, some Memphis basketball going forward is going to be his way out. My question, John, is does he want it that badly? Mm-hmm. Is he that motivated to stick in here and do it? Because that's a long-term fit. Long-term in the sense that everything's, you have to have it done in a year nowadays in college athletics.
Yeah.
That's more of a longer scope view to fix this. But again, I tell you, the guy seems like he wakes up to do it now. Like this again, where's he going?
Yeah.
He's not going to some P4.
No, obviously not. Yeah.
And he hadn't walked away at this point, so.
But I think if Memphis, you know, and we'll see, like if Memphis misses the tournament, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, what the, you know, what the ask of the administration is,
right,
what Penny's desire to continue doing the job will be, you know, because crowd size is going to become a factor. You know, people are, they're already, it's already dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a desperate need for an infusion of excitement.
Yep.
That a 1-4 start, I mean, we could break it down all day long, and I think it's fair to say that, yeah, they should have won, they should have done that, but a 1-4 start is a 1-4 start, and fans are just going to vote with their feet on these things.
Yeah, they did with Tubby.
And so, like, again, I'm not saying that Penny should be fired today at all, but I do think, like, yo, you're on notice to make sure that this thing gets turned around this year, that you get to the tournament. I mean, if you're not getting to the tournament, that's just not enough. I mean, this league is so bad. And, I mean, again, I could argue it's a step back because you're already in a situation before we even get to December where you can't really get an at-large bid. I mean, even if they won at Louisville and beat Vandy at home, maybe right, they're back in the discussion. But, like, they're not going to beat Louisville at Louisville. That's going to be damn near impossible. You're a 15-point dog off the rip. So, you know, I just think it's incumbent on him to turn this around. And it needs to look a lot better, you know, for conference play. And it just does. When the American makes the tournament, I think everything's fine. But if you don't do that, then I think it gets pretty dicey, just in terms of the trajectory, in terms of the future, in terms of everything. I don't think the team is bad. It's just I think the question is it good enough?
A team should have been 1-1.
Yeah. 1-4, first time they've been 1-4 since 96-97. You know, if they're 5-7 after Alabama State, I'll be really excited. That'll be, you know, you could be Baylor at home. They're returning nothing either. I mean, they're a team that has no returning minutes, so you'll be a probably 1 or 2 point dog, and that's your most winnable of that four. Because at Louisville is going to be a tough one. Vandy is a top 15 team, and Mississippi State is down, but it's still there. So I guess that one is winnable in a sense, because you do owe them as well from last year. So it does seem like those get returned. Whoever wins the year before ends up winning the next year. Anyway, yeah, tough going in the Bahamas.
Ugly.
Tigers probably should have come back 1-1. Instead, they're coming back 0-2, and they got to fix it. Good news is they play Southern Illinois on Wednesday. That team is 132 at Torbic. So, I mean, I guess UNLV wasn't much better than that when they lost to UNLV. So,
right, we'll see if this team's still engaged coming back at 0-2 after that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 1-4. Again, I just look at that as, boy, you blew a split. That amazing the difference we would have felt where we are now,
yes,
off of a blown coaching decision at the end of the game based,
yes,
after playing two good games,
yes,
against Purdue and Wake Forest.
Well, that UNLV game just really set you back, right? Because if you had just taken care of business against UNLV, you would be exactly where you were going to be most likely with a disappointing loss to Wake Forest, though.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have been able to say, all right, you went out to Oxford and you fought hard, mm-hmm, only lost by six. You were leading against Purdue with six to seven minutes left,
mm-hmm,
and you shouldn't be in Wake Forest, right? So we could be talking about, you know, you're 3-2 instead of 1-4, and we're feeling a whole lot better about everything. Like, you're at large still,
yeah,
in the, you know, just that UNLV loss just absolutely wrecked you, you know, unfortunately. I mean, it's still early. It's November. There's plenty of time to make it up. And you know, if they beat Baylor and they beat Vandy, you know, and then you beat somehow Utah State at Utah State, I don't think they will, but if you do, and then you don't lose any stupid games in the American,
mm-hmm,
maybe you could be a play-in type team without having to win the conference tournament. It just depends on what your metrics look like. You know, that was the whole thing last year. It's like their metrics just suffered. They weren't winning those games by enough.
Right.
So if you do that this year, you know, in a worse league than last year, which it certainly is, you know, there's a chance. I don't think the team is bad. I just think they ran into a really, really tough schedule that they weren't quite prepared to play all in the hole, and it just puts you in a big hole, you know, before you even get to December. So hopefully they can figure out there's a lot of time left. I'm not making any grand declarations about it yet because Doug is playing his balls off. I mean, that's been fun to watch him be all over the floor, you know, and maybe some guys can settle into roles and it'll get better. So humbling trip in the Bahamas, no question about it. Memphis is going to try to get back to the winning side of things on Wednesday against Southern Illinois. All right, we'll come back. Got Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. We got the rundown when we get back. Lots more to come. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. I was actually at someone's house this weekend that had a massive move that Black Tie was handling. I saw Black Tie Movement boxes all over the house. I'm like, you know what? That's a job that only Black Tie Movement can handle. They're the best. They can handle it big or small, cross town, cross country. Make sure you get on the schedule. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. They can handle that for you. I've used them twice. If I ever have to move again, I'll certainly call them. They'll be one of my first calls. Black Tie Movement changed the city of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Leg out. Memphis Grizzlies pride up in this. Grizzlies. Let me hear you. I saw the pictures from the downtown Slider Inn location. I would say those looked very nice. Those looked like a nice time. Gabe and Connor and all their friends were there at the watch party. Many people will know that I will be in attendance tonight for this game. I would not miss an opportunity to see Kobe Bufkin, who for my money is the greatest player ever named Kobe. I think he's right there at the top. Like when I think about Kobe Bees, I would say my number one would be Kobe. New Grizzlies point guard, Bufkin. So we'll see how that all looks. I think Vince Williams has been fine at point guard. I mean, it's not orthodox, but it's they're managing. They're surviving. You're getting a Nuggets team here that is off of an embarrassing loss to the Sacramento Kings at home as 11-point favorites. And after the game, the Joker said, this is not good enough. We are not good enough to be acting like this and behaving in this way. And so, unfortunately, the Grizzlies are getting a pissed off Jokic and Denver Nuggets team that even without Christian Braun and Aaron Gordon won at Houston. So they are more than capable of, you know, when they're at their best, they can handle you. And like you said, it's why you're an 8-point underdog tonight. It's just an interesting time. Like you know, you're happy to get that win, I guess, against Dallas because it's always more fun to win, and it's still November, so you don't want to be in like, oh man, we won mode. Like, that stinks. But it doesn't seem like Ja is close. When you sign Kobe Bufkin, it doesn't feel like that's, you know.
It's 2 more weeks. I mean, likely. Yeah. And remember, it was just a reevaluation on Ja on the initial. It was never he's going to play like it says for Ty Jerome in the 6 to 9 weeks. It says return to play, though.
Right.
When you get evaluation, that can be extended.
That's right. That is true.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not good news, certainly, if you were hoping for the return of Ja Morant soon. I wouldn't. It seemed to be a bad.
Well, that Ty Jerome diagnosis was like, my God, how close were we to having to amputate his leg? I mean, I didn't think when that happened that he was going to be missing 2 to 3 months of the season.
It was a significant strain.
Yeah.
Of that point. And, you know, they don't – organizations, period, in the NBA don't play with calves anymore. And his was clearly more significant than Ja's.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think frankly, I think you did yourself a disservice probably in the way you handled it from in terms of announcing the injury, having people kind of hoping, okay, maybe this can just be a month. Probably could have handled it initially differently. Maybe we would have known to that point, understood, okay, this is a little bit more serious. Because we understand calf issues, nothing to play with in this league with them being attached to that Achilles.
It ain't nothing to play
with. We don't
with.
Do it.
It ain't nothing to play with.
We don't do
with.
It anymore.
So, yeah, it's a Grizzlies team. It's a mass unit. You know, Jaren has been upgraded to questionable, though. They are 2-0 without Jaren. I mean, I ain't trying to say they're better without Jaren, but they are winning.
It's two bums.
Hey, man,
that they beat.
Everybody in the league can play on any given night.
I'm using Ja's language.
Two
bums.
Yeah.
Bums.
So Ja's, I don't know. I don't know if he returns tonight or what. It seems like that's usually the way it goes, right? He gets upgraded to questionable and plays.
Yes.
So Jaren will likely be out there tonight against the Joker, which we know that will end very soon after the game starts because he'll pick up 4 fouls in the first quarter against Jokic. So, you know, he'll play. But will he really is really the question I would have. So, as you guys can tell, I'm very out on Jaren. I told you guys that, you know, after the Celtics game. So, this is not really a change or a surprise in my approach with him. So, anyway, Grizz in action tonight. Pre-game, 6:30. Tip, 7 o'clock. Don't miss this one. This is a fun game.
Memphis football is still playing.
Who?
Wow.
The Arena Football League team?
No, man.
That we get to name? We get to name that team, by the way. They're going to let us do it.
You guys going to be eating your turkey and not watching Memphis football play Navy on Thursday? Is that what? Just tell me if that's what's going to be happening. I'm talking to you two specifically.
They're doing it on Tiger Lane. They're doing Thanksgiving, Jason, on Tiger Lane, and they're going to celebrate with a game against Navy.
You're going to be full of that turducken. And you're going to be then sleep afterwards. You're not, Brad's, he's
tryptophan.
Not watching.
Tryptophan.
What about you? It's a, well, I call them, isn't that what they used to call in the NFL a turducken when you mix the duck and the turkey?
Thanksgiving is more of an NFL day for me now. Yeah. Will I turn on Memphis Navy?
So you guys won't be locked in with Memphis a 5.5-point favorite in that one to see if Ryan Silverfield gets the bonus year with a ninth win.
I'll probably tune in at the end just to see, you know. But
Navy, who we've got the season poster of. I mean, it's amazing what this thing has done for them. Is awesome. In position that if they win, John, they're going to be playing for the conference title.
If they win, they're in?
I'm pretty sure it's if they win, they're in.
Really?
I think so.
What about
with North Texas? Because they beat South Florida, fool.
Did they beat North Texas?
No. North Texas hasn't played anyone except South Florida.
So
they've beaten
wouldn't they need help from Tulane then?
I think they might need a Tulane loss.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And I don't think they're going to get it.
I thought Navy's win to get in, though. I thought I've seen that because of their win. Again, we haven't gotten the tiebreaker stuff after Memphis has dropped out of the race. But Navy will be in a position where they have to win to get in. We know that. It is a must-win for Navy. They can't suffer the second loss. But I think they got just as much a shot here. Maybe they do need a Tulane loss. But either way, they've only got the one loss. If they win, they're going to be one of the – would that go to a three-way tiebreaker?
If Tulane beats Charlotte, they're in.
Okay.
If North Texas wins out while Navy and Tulane both lose, they're in. If Tulane wins out, North Texas still gets in. If Navy loses one, they own the tiebreak over Navy. if Navy wins out, they reach the title game.
There is. Navy, that's what I thought. That's what I read.
So I guess
but Navy wins,
they're
in.
The Army game, does that count?
No, no, it's not a conference game. That doesn't even factor in whatsoever. That's which is stupid that the American didn't make that a part of the conference race. But yes, Navy wins, they're in. They need to beat this Memphis team to do so. And so they're looking at us as the only thing keeping them out. And Blake Horvath and those guys have had a great year. I'm really surprised by the number here at 5.5 because it's banking on a lot for Memphis. It's banking on them still being checked in. And after two straight losses, this is not the Seth Hennigan team that's just trying to win as much as they can. Now, that's not to take anything away from the motivation of these guys. We've seen Sutton Smith after that ECU loss say that there's a lot still for us to play for. There's certainly a lot still for Ryan Silverfield in terms of his contract. As we said, a ninth win will mean a fifth year basically on that contract, a new year added on in terms of that. But no, so I'm hopeful.
They apparently have to beat Army as well. That's what CBS Sports says. They have to beat, even though that's not a conference game, CBS Sports says.
It's going to play into the college football playoff rankings at that point. Maybe that becomes a part of the tiebreaker, so don't lose that game to right. Army if you want to stay where you're at.
Maybe that's,
So, again.
It's not quite winning it in, but you have to win out.
Depending upon what you read. Navy cannot lose this game
they
to Memphis and still hope to be in the conference title game if they take care of Army, which they should, because Army is not nearly as good as they were last year, and this is a Navy team that came through what Notre Dame beat South Florida. Yeah. We said they were going to get so beat up they wouldn't have a chance down the stretch, and they're sitting here just with still the one conference loss.
Yeah.
So it's been a very impressive season for them. In terms of the rest of college football, all eyes are on Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
Are they not?
Yes. By the way, I
can make this a separate story to get but
I closed all my positions on that, by the way. I don't want to play the game anymore.
I made
a little bit of money, but I closed all my positions on the Lane Kiffin train. I didn't want any part of it anymore.
Why did you do that?
Because I felt like if this dude really was going to LSU, what are we waiting on? Like, he's got the offer. He knows what they're offering. Why do we not have, an agreed-upon leak, whatever?
But if he was going back to Ole Miss, why not have already announced it?
That, too. I mean, so I think – I don't have any reason to believe this, but just something tells me that Florida's not as out of this as everybody makes them seem.
Oh, interesting.
So I mean, so
you went the other way, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, like, that's my whole thing. It's like, Florida is still, I think,
so you cashed out.
Yeah, I got out. And I made a little bit of money, but I not as much as I would have made if he ultimately is not the Florida coach. But I just did not want to play that game anymore. I just wanted out because it's getting too squirrely. So
how have the odds changed since the weekend? Have they?
Yeah.
Have they grown more in favor of LSU?
They fluctuated. I think right now. Let's look this up. So at one point on Saturday they were dead even, LSU and Florida. So right now, who will be the next coach of the Florida Gators? Lane Kiffin is still the favorite, 36%. LSU, let's see. He is 62% the favorite there. So, I mean, the point is that Florida's not zero, right? It's not like it's 5%, 10%. Like,
right.
They're still in the mix, it feels like.
He met with Keith Carr, the athletic director, on Friday. Both decided he's going to coach through the Egg Bowl on the November 28th, then make an announcement on the plans. I just took that. Maybe I'm being super naive here. I took that as you would have already announced it.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe you don't know. I have a hard time believing we've gotten this far down the road and he doesn't know. I felt like when I read that, he's out.
Yeah, I think he's
out. And that'll
be
his last game.
I think Ole Miss believes that he is out.
Okay.
Like the Ole Miss insiders, I think, believe he is gone.
So we could have stayed in it, John, if we... I know you got the cold feet.
I couldn't do it. Lane Kiffin's too squirrely for me.
He is definitely squirrely. I get it.
If he stays at Ole Miss or goes to LSU, that bet would have won. But I just did not want to ride it out anymore. Like I just didn't. I always feel like somebody knows something, and I don't in that situation. All I knew was like what Dan was telling us on the show, and so I was like, let me just get out of this and make a little bit of cash. And put it all on the Nuggets tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm just kidding. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Hey, they're not losing the Egg Bowl, are they, Brad?
So I think Mississippi State has a real shot at this Egg Bowl now with all this mess.
That's what you said last week.
This mess is not healthy, I don't think. What do y'all think? Is it affected at all?
That's what I wanted you to make the case so I can see if John Martin is buying into distraction.
Here's what I think. Think about this.
I think any Egg Bowl is kind of its own thing.
I agree, too. And this Mississippi State team, man, you talk about coaching flubs. Like, the run back kicking it, like the special teams coach who I saw speak at the touchdown club admitted, he's like, dude, we kicked it to the wrong dude at the Texas game. You blew the Florida game. I mean, this is a really good football team despite being just a 5-win team. And they need the sixth, obviously, yeah. for obvious yeah. reasons.
So what you kind of have with Brad here is he's talking up Jeff Lebby. He wants Jeff Lebby to get another job just like Memphis
yes,
fans.
Yes, I do.
Ryan
I Silver hate Clark. Jeff no. Lebby. I'm sorry.
So he said this is the best 5-win team you've ever seen
Absolutely,
in your entire life.
Absolutely, Ole Miss.
Right?
Go get him.
Well-coached, a great recruiter. Like, you can't miss him, right?
John is smart.
Christian man. He's a good Christian man. but, no, I think every Egg Bowl is going to have its own
circus.
Throw
the records out, as
I mean, yeah, I think that's exactly right. So anything can happen regardless of whether Lane is taking another job or not. Now, I did want to ask you, I wanted to follow up. You know, you asked me if I'm going to be watching this game, you know, versus Navy. You know, it sounds like Silverfield still thinks, like, there's room to improve. You know, I saw that quote. You know, he said
it burns not being in the.
It burns.
Yeah, it burns is what he said about not being in the championship game race.
You got to let it burn.
Didn't he let it burn last year to this year?
Been burning. When you have chlamydia, it burns. And you're supposed to get treatment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't just sit there and just let it burn the whole time.
Did you get treatment?
No, don't ask me, man.
Yeah, what'd you do,
you're
John?
Talking almost, I mean, as if it, from personal experience.
Well, hopefully, you know, that the people that are listening
have chlamydia.
Have, you know, sexual education, and they... But, like, we do get a variation of this every time
burn here.
It comes up. Like, they need to feel the pain. They need to feel the burn. They need to feel the sting. Every time they lose, it's like we get the very and Ryan, they do. We all do. We all feel it. You don't have to tell us. Like, we all feel like this sucks. Okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you
I mean, he has to be
not
interviewed.
Make us feel this way?
He has to be interviewed.
I know. We got to come up with a different quote. You know what I mean? But what can you say?
Use this.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll use this.
Yeah, he's used that
year.
One.
My favorite, this team will never give up.
I mean, yeah. They're going to get you that 9 wins.
They're going to get you that bowl game win, too.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be
Hell
watching.
Yeah. The old
John Wright and Colin about Penny. Ain't nobody paying no attention.
I mean, it's a good time. It's a good time for Ryan Silver right now. He is very thankful.
He is so covered.
Starting with this 1-4 record.
He is covered by this 1-4 Tigers basketball start that's got folks enraged.
Yeah, now he'll be playing in the Harvest Fest Bowl.
Yeah, I'm telling you, watch Ryan when they get this win on Thursday and the celebration.
Oh, you know, righteous.
I mean, first of all.
Righteous.
Now, he's going to try to act like he's not just celebrating the win for himself, but the chest.
What a win. Yeah. We never gave up.
This is the national championship.
This is
game.
His national championship game.
Yes,
security, hold a contract.
More money.
Yeah, he gets a raise.
You guys gonna do something with me? You got to pay more now because I got five.
He gets $100,000 raise, right?
I think it's a raise in an extra year. Yeah,
I think it's $100,000.
Not just the extra year.
Yeah,
comes with the 9.
Yeah,
I mean, what a contract from Laird. My Eli Drinkwitz to LSU campaign took two major hits. It felt like over the weekend. Number one, Lane not announcing that he's staying at Ole Miss. I felt, and then we went into Oklahoma. And we only scored 6 points.
Yep, that's not.
So
I'm
not sure they're going to find that sexy down at LSU. If Lane decides to go back to Ole Miss and LSU has to go to their second candidate, I'm not sure Drink is still up there on the list. It hurts. It hurts.
Let it burn, dog. You got to let
Beach.
Does it burn?
Well, that was yes. It's my way to get. Yeah.
There were reports I saw that Ryan Silverfield interviewed at Arkansas. That they were circulating on social media.
I doubt that'll distract our team. How come that's not a talking point today? Will the Tigers be distracted with Ryan interviewing with Arkansas?
I think that's a rhetorical question, isn't it? Because we know that man ain't getting the damn job.
He's the highest of Kalshi, isn't he? Highest
not anymore.
No.
That was a while
who
back.
Who got him?
I think Eric Morris from North Texas.
Piss.
It is an American coach, but it's
do
not.
You know we've lost two in a row, remember?
I was still hopeful they've had amnesia.
I mean,
old Juracic.
I do think ADs are pretty dumb generally, but like, come on, bro. Like, everybody knows that Memphis has lost two in a row and they're not playing in the championship game.
Well, their ass is still sore after losing to Memphis.
Eric Morris is minus 118 to be the next coach at Arkansas. Yeah, Ryan Silverfield was the favorite on November the. It got as high as I think 62%.
Yeah,
for Silverfield.
I'm going to say this right now. If I was an AD, maybe I wouldn't be as interested in Ryan Silverfield as I would be in Tim Kramsey.
Oh, you'd hire Tim Kramsey?
Tim Kramsey's the one that's kept the top 15, top 20-ish. I need to check where SP Plus has got it now. But offense through two different sort of, iterations of roster approach to offense. He did it with Seth, and now he's doing it with Brendan Lewis. He's the one, to me, that looks like might be a slick genius back there behind Ryan, who can't get his team prepared when it's a front runner. That's not on Tim as much as it's been on Ryan and not having those defenses ready against UAB and Tulane. I'd just say, Tim, Ryan Silverfield's ineffectiveness in terms of getting to a conference championship, I think, is affecting Tim Kramsey's potential, maybe as a candidate for some of these jobs. What he's done has been very impressive to me. I think it should be called out. His consistency through change has stood out for that program.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's been covered up by their inability to make a conference championship game.
So how many American coaches will be hired away from their schools?
Well, we know one for sure in Summerall.
Well, you got – I mean, think about all the American coaches that have been hired away since Silverfield got the job. I mean, that's the thing. It's like Fritz is gone. I don't remember. So that was Tulane. I think the North Texas coach actually got fired. But Golish is going to be on lists. Summerall is probably gone. Eric Morris is going to be gone. All these coaches are just going to be hired, and just Silverfield is not a factor in any of these races.
Bro, they're 16th offensively, man. That's after a top 10 last year with a brand new quarterback and a brand new receiving room. Like, Tim Kramsey is good.
Yeah.
That's what I've deducted.
Yeah.
And again, I think his resume had been tainted a little bit here.
Yeah.
It should be a lot better. It should have certainly concluded a conference championship game appearance. But unfortunately, that's not his doing. You know, he ain't calling the defense and getting them prepared too.
Yep. Well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We'll be up in Missouri, spending it with Dad's family for a long time. We haven't been up there in a long time for Thanksgiving, so we'll be up there. Man, quick trip up, quick trip back.
Can I ask,
Joplin?
Can I ask you how your uncle's doing?
Uncle Steve's. I think all reports seem to be fine.
Okay, yeah. That was up in the air.
Yeah, Ed tried to take him out.
I hope Ed's doing okay.
We love Ed, and we hope he's okay, and we love Uncle
Steve. I know there's
Stevie.
Ongoing litigation, and you can't comment on ongoing litigation.
No, there is no ongoing litigation. There's none.
I mean, it was...
Ed is clear. It was a mistake.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Uncle Stevie and Ed have both cleared the concussion protocol.
As far as we know.
All right. That's good to see. Yep. Good to hear. Well, enjoy
you guys,
it.
I know you guys won't be watching the Memphis-Navy game.
I'm an NFL guy on Thursday.
Do you have any other... Y'all traveling or anything?
I'll be at home. Okay. I'll be traveling.
Thursday and Thanksgiving, I'll be in Mississippi. Cold water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that for the Egg Bowl?
That's for the in-laws. And then Friday is the Egg Bowl, actually.
Friday's
they moved
the
it to Friday, is it noon, I think, there on
so
Friday.
Will you be going to the Egg Bowl?
Not going to the Egg Bowl. My brother-in-law, it's his tickets. We split them. So Mike Stewart going to be in the house for the Egg
he
Bowl
got
in
the
Starkville.
Egg Bowl tickets.
Yep. Yeah. We had to go to the slaw ass games like Northern Illinois and Georgia.
I think you need to negotiate that next year. I mean, he got all the good ones this year.
I had a conversation politely with my wife, who's the boss of the house, and I said, why do we go to games where either A, we see Northern Illinois, or B, get our ass kicked?
Right. I mean, give us the like at least one a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if we're gonna split this and I'm gonna be a good brother-in-law here, like I'd rather go to see like
you go half on the tickets?
We do. We have them.
All right. So what you have to do next year is you have to institute a draft.
Maybe like just draw out of a hat like the numbers of
you guys do a snake draft. You
okay.
go, you know, or you have the whoever gets the first pick, they may pick the Egg Bowl, right?
Yep.
But then you get two picks back to back.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and there's six home games, right?
It's probably a good idea. Yeah, six.
So that way you feel far more equitable.
Yep.
You can prioritize the game. Like if you're picking first, you prioritize the game you absolutely want to see, and then
you're still
gonna get some good games for the other person who's going halvesies with you on these tickets.
If I'm being fair, I have not liked this program since Leach left our Earth.
Lot.
It's just been like, and it's not even just the losing. Like there was something fun about him and the program, and then like the AD has. I'm not a big fan of the AD either. Like it's real generified down there.
Right.
I don't know. The vibes are weird. If I'm being honest, like what this show is all about, you know.
Absolutely, this show is nothing.
I'm bearing my soul here.
You cannot be on the show. If you're not honest, and there's no doubt about that. And it's going to be a heavy dose of honesty for the next 4 months.
They wanted to jack up prices after this year, and the fans basically revolted, and they were forced not to. Like, there's, you know, this is where college football is. It's
absolutely
just stupid.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
there you go.
I'm excited, man. Yeah, you know, for me, it'll be the NFL on Thursday, and I hope that you don't judge me for that. But
no. The NFL for me on Friday.
But it'll be an NFL.
Are they on both days of the NFL?
There's a Black Friday game that involves the 8-3 Chicago Bears and the 8-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Not sure if you guys are aware.
Now, you know the Black Friday game, you know, yes. The Bears mantra, right?
What is it?
Good, better, best. Give me the breasts.
They're good. They'd handle the Pittsburgh Steelers.
John is just treating our new culture as if it's the butt of a joke, a cigarette butt.
The breasts.
Give me the breasts.
Good, better, best is a mantra, a real one that doesn't involve turkey breast.
Well, Caleb, I wonder about turkey, sometimes.
But never
fine.
Let it rest.
Never let. Is that the last part?
Because when the good gets better, the better gets best. But 1, 2, 3 Bears. Something. I'm learning it. It's part of our culture now. I'm learning to have a culture in the NFL. What that feels like.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's Ben Johnson after these games and these game balls.
Well,
bro.
Good.
We
better,
got a real leader of men.
Good, better, best about to get a big ass test. On Friday.
Not from that offense, don't look like.
Oh, now we're feeling really good.
I'm just saying, the Cowboys just beat them, came back from 21-0 down.
That was stupid.
They need to fire that OC. He is wasting Saquon Barkley. Dude, they're calling elementary school plays out there. Anybody can see it.
Jalen Carter is going to have Caleb Williams in an ankle
now, that
lock.
Part is what they will do, is dominate us from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, that's
correct.
What I'm worried about.
Yes.
But I hope you win, because I need the Eagles to go under their win total. So that would be very nice if you could do that for me.
Yeah, I am banking on
Thank
winning.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Can you do that for me? Good, better, bad.
We're at Philly, at Green Bay, next two. Could get ugly.
It could.
Especially with a defense as banged up as ours.
Or you could shock the world.
Good.
You could like our next story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, we got a QB controversy.
But he is not going to start for the Browns next week.
How could he?
It will be Shedeur Sanders.
Looking at him right now on that postgame interview.
Put your wrist up. Put your wrist up. I saw Jason send me a video last night. He was putting his wrist up in a video. It was crazy. He was feeling the Shedeur vibes in Las Vegas. I watched a little bit of it. I wasn't like paying that close attention because I saw they got up early and it was just a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed, though, like Shedeur played much better than the last time we saw him, which was in the preseason when he was, you know, kind of upset about the depth chart and everything like that. I don't know if he was pounding
or what. Yeah,
one
good preseason game, too. Remember that?
That was the first one when he started,
right.
I want to say, against the Panthers.
Probably got some snaps.
And then he got demoted behind Dylan Gabriel, who played well. I can't remember which game it was, but he was not good in that one. Anyway, he got the start because Dylan Gabriel was in the concussion protocol, and he did enough to get the Browns the win as 3-point underdogs on the road in Las Vegas. And now it seems like he's going to be the guy for the rest of the season because Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol. And you know it was interesting. He said after the game that, you know, a lot of people want to see me fail. It ain't going to happen. And I do think people definitely root against him. I am not one of them. I am so thrilled and grateful and fortunate that he did what he did yesterday to my Raiders. That I'm excited for him. I want him to be successful. But there's no denying that he has an impact. It feels like on his teammates, like they play hard for him. They want to lift him up. I think maybe it's because they sympathize a little bit with the scrutiny that he's under, and you know really really want to play hard for him, but. I mean, that's the most life the Browns look like they've had in a month or two.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's the Shedeur effect.
Well, I mean, he has greatness in him because he comes from it. Whether or not he's going to be able to tap into it and actually, you know, it amount to a franchise quarterback, and certainly in this case being the franchise quarterback of Cleveland, to be determined. And
yep.
We're a long way from any sort of decision on that. That said, I do think something you noted. When he made that, I think it was a – it ended up being he threw it down to the running back, ended up being a touchdown. Also threw a couple of 35-plus yard passes. Myles Garrett and them were on the sideline like, whoa.
Yep.
We hadn't seen this all season. Certainly hadn't seen it from Dylan Gabriel. And that was the thing. I brought up the point. They had three plays. Rex Ryan had the stat this morning of 35 or more yards off a Shedeur throw. They only had one of those the entire season previously.
Yep.
From all of their quarterbacks. Remember, and Shedeur has again, and you wonder whether he can be a franchise quarterback because it's more than just – being good on the football field, you've got to say the right things. And Shedeur had pointed out, I ain't get any snaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he did it again before the game here. What'd y'all expect last week? This week I did. I'm going to give you, you know, basically what you came to see. And he did.
Yep.
And back to your point, though, I think more importantly of whether we believe it, it's can you get those, what is it, other 52 guys in the locker room
yep.
to believe that you're that dude, that you can be the face of the franchise. And that's what it felt like he got some of yesterday, buy-in.
Absolutely.
Especially after they'd seen, and I got to be real, so much bad football from Dylan Gabriel.
Yep.
Well, if you look at the quarterback stat, it's awful, and they've given him
yep.
Ample opportunity to go grab it by the horns.
Yep.
Physically, he is not an NFL starter, and it seems like they're trying to force that, or at least they look at it because they drafted him in the third round. You may have your franchise quarterback in the fifth.
Yep.
And whether Kevin Stefanski likes it or not, you need to now prepare him the best way you can to see if he can be that guy.
Yep.
A week's worth of snaps produced a win, yes, over the bad Raiders, but you were seeing things you haven't seen all year long from your offense. You owe it to this dude. More importantly, as a franchise, it just does the right thing for a change.
Yep.
You know, to get, man, we saw something there. Let's get him prepared and see what we can get out of him the rest of the way. This might be our guy. Who cares what our head coach thinks?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly right.
Maybe you know, what it might be. Well, it's also an indictment of what you did in the third round, getting Dylan Gabriel, if Shedeur ends up being your man. But at least back to the point, you got a man out of those two.
Yep.
You know, that will actually play some football for you in the lead. So I was happy for the kid.
Yes.
He hasn't handled everything correctly. And again, you're talking about getting demoted down to three after your draft slide.
Yep.
I'd probably be a little frustrated and said some of the wrong things,
for sure.
too.
For sure.
But to get out there on the football field and the lead men in a way that made them believe.
Exactly.
Okay. That was a flash.
Well, that's exactly right. And now you need to find out, is this a flash or is this a fire?
Right. And
you
prepare
know,
him for the, so you can see.
Yeah.
Don't be the organization that doesn't, you know. I don't know. Coach and GM can't get on the same page, so
yep.
this kid gets an unfair shake in
yep.
a situation where, you know, any other organization would have had this guy prepared and at least gotten a decent look at him by now.
Absolutely. So, I mean, look, the reality is that, you know, this kid has just been under a microscope, and has he invited some of it on himself? Sure. But, I sympathize with the transition from college to pro, and nobody ever said it was going to be linear and that it was going to be just seamless, right? And so now I think he's got an unbelievable opportunity. I don't think people expect the Browns to win games here. I think they are simply saying, hey, let's see if we have a future quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, you fall behind the Raiders now in the whole tankathon thing.
Yeah.
I think it's probably since you've got two on the roster that you took last year,
yeah.
you do better finding out if this can be one of the guys.
Absolutely.
Right? Than going all out to tank in a quarterback we don't know yet draft.
We don't.
Some of these guys look a little shaky.
It's
changed quite a bit. So, again, if Shedeur's the guy, you have to find out the rest of the way. And if wins come with that, you have to be cool with it.
Absolutely right.
Yes, yes,
and I think they are. Because, hey, like if we win some games here at the end of the year, with Shedeur's our quarterback, obviously we can finally go into a season where we have some stability at that position.
Best franchise plan they would have had in years around
Agreed.
There, just doing the logical thing right here.
Agreed. So, I mean, again, I don't know how it's going to go. Obviously,
no, we don't know.
It's intriguing. No, you know,
that's a bad defense.
Who are you talking about?
The Raiders.
You are insanely disrespectful.
I mean,
us.
Where is Max Crosby, bro? Did
Who?
He care anymore?
Dude.
Not as engaged as he used to be.
Would you be waiting
to be traded.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
What are y'all waiting on? Jets traded Quinnen Williams. He's helping that Dallas D now.
Yeah, I know. Around the NFL, I mean, can we just talk about other teams, bro? I don't want to talk about the Raiders.
Let's talk about the Bears.
We're doing our job. We're doing what we're supposed to do, which is lose.
Real talk, let's talk about the Rams.
The Rams look like they are Super Bowl bound.
They're now the Super Bowl favorite. I believe you can check your. I think I heard that this morning. They have now moved to the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Now, what's your one of choice that you're going to check first? Couchy?
Whichever one I agree with.
FanDuel.
You know, FanDuel was your sponsor, not mine.
You don't mess with them.
You know, not really. You're right.
Tell me. Is the info correct?
Yeah.
ESPN Bet. I know is
they
what the Greeny said.
By a long shot, really.
Dude, I'm telling you, they are a movement right now. The Rams.
I mean, they don't really have a weakness. They run the ball. They have Stafford playing at an MVP level. They have receivers. They have a defense. They have a coach. They really just don't have a weakness. That's why they're the favorites. Like, the Chiefs may not even make the playoffs. I mean, I think they will, but they're going to have to go on the road.
We discussed this. Very big loss for Philly in the sense that the Rams now move up and may be in position to have home field throughout. You keep Stafford in that dome, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Facts.
He's playing at too high a level.
Yep.
You know the other thing? Have you watched Devontae Adams now? Resurgence.
Oh,
this
yeah.
dude looks like Green Bay Devontae.
Good.
Man, Matthew's got him back locked in. And he is abusing DBs with Devontae. And you've got Puka on the other side. But you got all pro looking Devontae now. All the way checked in. This dude's got new life.
Yep. Yeah, so, you're right.
Good luck stopping them. Unless, again, it comes down, and you point out, you went back and looked at the game last year. Even in that cold and snow, the Rams still had a chance to beat Philly. You gonna have them in the dome? You gonna let them get home field, Philly? Blowing a 21-point lead to Dallas?
Yep.
You probably gonna pay for it in the season.
Yeah,
having
no,
to go there.
You're exactly right. So yeah, I think the Rams look unbelievable.
That was a big development yesterday. Philly yeah. losing that game and the Rams winning to sort of take the step up to favorite.
Some people, I'm not gonna say no names, but said the Chiefs were broken. You know.
Well, they are broken. Look at what it took yesterday.
But in fairness, good Colts team.
Good Colts team. Daniel Jones went back. He reverted.
Did he?
Dude, they had every chance to put that game away. They went 3-and-out on like their last four possessions.
Yeah, that fourth quarter was abysmal. Yeah, Chiefs.
That's where Daniel Jones got to step up.
Okay, no,
and get a few first downs and put them away.
Can we give Spagnuolo and his defense a little bit of credit there?
Yeah, I mean, they deserve it. They absolutely deserve it because we were questioning everything about them after the two straight losses.
And they had to get all those stops
mm-hmm.
because the offense was
now Chris
failing.
Jones is back playing again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing about the Chiefs. Like, something feels.
I mean, I said they were
like
broken, but I think we believed going into the game they were going to win with
yes.
their back against the wall. Patrick
yes.
Mahomes never lost
three
in a row.
That was their season, yeah.
But you see what it came down to.
It took literally
because
everything.
I was surprised they didn't just come out really and just roll them. I know it's Indy. They've been impressive. They're more real than we've given them, than I'd certainly given them credit for to start the year. But
agreed.
I expected KC to come out and just hitting on all cylinders. They were in a dogfight.
They were in an absolute
dogfight.
And that
D had to step up, like you said, and finally. Patrick makes the plays to Rice.
Yeah, I mean no,
to open it up late.
Yeah, no touchdowns though from Mahomes. I mean that and that pick.
It was
obviously
a grind,
just,
bro.
It was an absolutely grind.
Kareem Hunt had to rush for over 100 yards. Like he was fighting for him.
Now,
though. Like,
I'll say this: I think they're comfortable with grinding, but you know it's not the Showtime Lakers well, type. You know,
somebody was making the point, and I told you this after Buffalo, who they did not run the ball on. That when Andy Reid gets into playoffs. Or into must-win situation, he will call the run more.
Yep.
But it's only until then.
Yep.
And so he finally went into it, was willing to grind it out. He does that in the playoffs. But we're seeing it's already playoffs for Andy Reid. They were pointing out he changes game plan and calling.
Yep.
Because he'll go heavy pass in games. He feels, oh, we're good. But they went heavy run. They have to go heavy run the rest of the way.
Yes,
we'll see if Kareem Hunt holds up. They were running I forgot Clyde Edwards-Helaire was even on the team anymore. Pacheco was out, so Hunt was doing the majority
of it. I think that was actually just an illusion.
No, he was.
Yeah, I think he just appeared for one play.
The hologram
then,
carried the ball.
And then he got a face mask penalty, and off back into the ether he went, bro.
Man, Kareem Hunt, that's one I'd written off a long time ago, too.
I mean,
especially was at the off the field stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but he runs like he's got cylinder blocks around his feet, bro. It takes a long time for those run plays to develop with him. I mean, he goes straight
do,
north and
but
south.
He was
but
over 100
slows along.
Yeah. Scored in four straight games, I believe, for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
now.
The Chiefs are going to make the playoffs because
yes,
their schedule is so soft, relatively. Like they play Dallas on Thursday on Thanksgiving, which is a more difficult game than it would have been 2 weeks ago. In fairness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a gimme. They host the Texans. Then they host the Chargers. Then they go to Nashville. Then they host the Broncos in a revenge game. Then they close with the Raiders. Like, they're probably only going to lose one of those games, if that. Like, at Dallas will be interesting. But, yeah, I don't see a scenario, really, where they miss the playoffs. Because they're 6-5 right now. They're probably going to finish 11-6. And that's probably good enough.
The other thing, that development that we kind of called that's happening, is the Baltimore Ravens are to come back and win the North.
Yes, they are.
Pittsburgh, it's tied now, I believe.
Yep.
Baltimore has them twice more.
Yep.
And yes, even when they were, I think it was it 1-5?
Yep.
I'm telling you, that Pittsburgh team is fraudulent. Now, it helped that Aaron Rodgers was out. John's right. What do I want, a cookie for beating Mason Rudolph? No.
Yes.
Problem, though, is for the Steelers. They have dropped back, now lost their advantage that they have had over Baltimore. They're not going to make the playoffs, bro. Baltimore's winning the division.
Yeah, how about this? J.J. McCarthy's in concussion protocol while we're just going around the division here.
They had to come up with something because he was a mess out there.
Yeah, he looked really, really bad.
So we're saying he played that game With a concussion? Because nobody was saying that this morning when they were analyzing.
Reported symptoms on the flight home last night, according to Kevin O'Connor.
I mean, I think maybe it helps him with the rest of the team right now, because I'm going to be honest with you, and if he is hurt, then yes. But that team is starting to question whether or not the organization has made a tremendously awful move.
Not paying Sam Darnold.
Drafting J.J. McCarthy and not paying Sam Darnold,
because all the Seahawks do is win right now.
Bro, JSN might be the best receiver in the league. He's certainly got the best numbers.
I mean, you really going to put him ahead of Jacoby Myers?
No, it's whether or not I'm going to put him ahead of Chase and Justin Jefferson. They've had their problems this year, as you know.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, 244, two touchdowns. Close game in Nashville. Got closer than people expected.
I was wondering, are y'all with the tank plan still over there with Titans? Y'all messing around now.
I mean, Cam Ward, nice game for him against a damn good defense for sure.
No, I'd rather see Cam get better than worry about Tank. Because, like I said, what's the Titans' obvious pick at one? I mean, that might even be a trade-back situation.
It's our guy, Reuben Bain.
Reuben Bain, number one? I hadn't considered that.
I mean, they have needs everywhere. So.
I think you could trade down if you're them and still get Bain, maybe in the top five.
You could.
Maybe.
You could trade with a team that needs a quarterback.
I would say when you have the franchise, that's the quarterback you think. That's the advantage of having the one is that –
right.
You know, you use that incentive to come get that quarterback to load up on other positions.
I mean, I think they're pretty set at offensive line. So
they have been drafting well O-line.
Yeah. So, I mean, they probably actually will trade down if they get number one because
you need more than one thing.
They don't need a quarterback, and they're not going to draft a receiver number one. So you're gonna trade down and let a quarterback-thirsty team come up and get
you some draft capital.
Mendoza, I guess.
And go get some draft capital and get a receiver.
Yes, you draft the kid from Arizona State.
Yes,
Tyson.
Yes,
yep. I mean, that's not a bad. Or you could just draft best player available.
Like you said, that's a good game for Cam yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think you're talking about organizationally.
That dude
Minnesota
has no talent.
And the folks in the locker room probably questioning whether J.M.J. McCarthy is the guy. I don't think anybody in that Tennessee locker room is questioning whether Cam's the guy yet.
Yeah, because dude, I think that everybody
can be
honest with themselves and say this kid has literally nothing.
No, and he's a fighter.
You know, J.J. McCarthy has Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, an offensive line, a run game, a coach.
Can't hit the side of a barn.
He's got all the advantages that Cam Ward does not, and he looks awful. He's looked pretty much awful every game.
Yeah, Justin knows it now.
Yeah.
I think Jefferson knows it.
Justin Jefferson is having a year so bad that it's like, I'm going to have to bench this dude next week in fantasy.
I think credit to him that he's not doing the A.J. Brown stuff after every game and putting the organization in the spot by saying, this ain't good. Like, Justin's not been doing that diva stuff just in terms of after the games. You can see it on his face. But that's a guy who, to me, that's an organizational guy right there because this is an embarrassment, what we've got happening at quarterback right now.
It absolutely is. So that's the big news in the NFL. And like you also said, while we're talking about the Rams, the rich get richer because they own the Falcons pick.
Bro, I saw that this morning when I was looking at Tankathon and said, my goodness. Remember when the Rams used to pass up first-round picks to stay relevant?
Yes, they had.
Now they have their own. Now they have their own in Atlanta's. Now, what was that trade for?
Was it for Aaron Donald?
I couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
No, it was
Atlanta? Yeah, Atlanta. Why would they have Atlanta's pick, the Rams? It's the 11 pick. Was there something recently? It's not Devontae was never in Atlanta. Who'd they get from Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. Aaron Donald was not it. In the April 2025 draft, Falcons traded 46, 242 in their 2026 first rounder to move up to 26 for edge rusher James Pierce. All right.
And gave up?
And gave up three picks to do it.
Including their first rounder in 26?
They really thought they were going to contend this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're 4-7 this year. Rams are going to have likely a 10-11. It's 11-ish right now for Atlanta, who's 4-7, but... That's going to be a great pick.
I think James Pierce is having a good year. Like, he's got four sacks, but like three picks to get him. You thought you were going to be a contender this year, and you're not even close.
Wow.
Yeah, that's devastating. And then, by the way, I'm going to say this for the Falcons: you don't know that Penix is the guy.
Oh no, you don't. You don't know if he can hold up all the knee issues, and he's got another one.
Well, he's gotten hurt every year of his career, even going back to college. I think with the exception of that Washington championship year. So, you know, you have major doubts at quarterback still. He'll be the guy going into next year, but it's not like you're feeling great about it, you know. And you're not going to have any picks to help him. So, this is a bad situation Atlanta is in. It feels like Raheem Morris probably gets fired. I mean, it's just bad deal, unfortunately. So that's your week in the NFL. By the way, Joe Burrow also making his return on Thursday against the Ravens.
Also, they got like a special toe brace thing in the shoe or something's connected in the shoe. He's not going to feel it at all.
Interesting that he's coming back in a season that's already lost, though. Like, they're already, what, 3-8? They can't make the playoffs. So what the hell is he coming back for? What's the big deal? Just to get hurt again? I mean, I don't know. I guess you just want to play because, you know, what else are you there for?
He's a competitor, man.
Yeah. But that's the NFL update for Monday, November 24th. All right, we'll come back. We got Respect Burgers, and Jeff Calkins joins us at 125. Don't miss it. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sports Talk with Jason and John is presented on 92.9 by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.